Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition Sunday. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. From Roxbury to Boston Common, more than 40,000 people danced, sang, and walked across Boston yesterday. Mayor Marty Walsh said it showed that, in his words, Boston stood for peace and love, not bigotry and hate. WBUR's Martha Bevinger was with the protest march and is here now to describe the event, the police presence, and what happens next. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Sharon.
So, Martha, the march started in Roxbury. It sounds like a mostly joyous affair, but I know there were also a lot of raised fists and other signs of anger.
Right. So you would see women with baskets of flowers handing them out to people. You'd see people in costumes. You heard the marching band. But then you'd also see lots of men and women in black with hoods and masks covering their faces. Some of those we think are members of the Antifa, the anti-fascist umbrella group. So in keeping with that, you'd see some people wearing signs that would say smash white supremacy. And then just a few people down, you might see someone who had a sign that says Boston only hates the Yankees. You know, so it was really a big range.
Right. Then again, as Mayor Walsh said, the overwhelming message was to denounce hate. Is that pretty much what you heard?
Yes, and in several different versions, Sharon. So let me give you a sample. Here's Evelyn Everett from Springfield.
It's important to draw attention to the racial divide in this country and all the hate that's going on is unnecessary and it's hurting our children, it's hurting our communities.
And Sharon, this is Christina Campbell, a transgender woman from Maine.
This past week, the KKK distributed flyers in Boothbay Harbor against transgender people, and then they said they were coming here, so I'm coming here.
As it turns out, the KKK did not have a major, if any, presence at the rally. But Arman Arabanajad from Northborough says you can't wait, hoping threats will disappear.
You've always learned if you see something wrong, say something. And if you don't say anything, you're giving them more power. You're empowering them.
Meanwhile, the march organizer said she began planning the event in response to the violence following a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. And then the focus turned to the plan for what was called a free speech rally on Boston Common. The organizers of that rally said their goal was not to promote any kind of message, but to make sure all perspectives are heard. Now, that rally drew a small crowd standing in the bandstand on the Common, and it was shut down early by police who said they were worried about safety. So, Martha, did you see protesters and free speech group members clash?
Well, there were a few instances. I witnessed one tense exchange. Let me take you to that scene. There were protesters surrounding two white men, probably in their 20s, asking pretty confrontational questions about whether these guys were racist. The white men engaged for a while and then started to walk away, and some other protesters followed them, trying to take a maybe more muted, curious tone about what their views really were. And then in the midst of that, these two women started walking through carrying those, like, burning wands of sage, you know, wafting the smell of sage to try to cleanse the scene. So I stopped one of those women a few minutes later, Ariel Gray, and she called the day a success.
We came together in solidarity to send a message by numbers and also by remaining mostly peaceful and just having our voices be heard. And I'm really happy with the outcome.
So we also did hear plenty of frustration among protesters.
Right. That ranged from people who didn't like that the police gave rally organizers a protected exit, those who really wanted a confrontation, you know, possibly something physical, and some who thought that the more controversial speakers should have been allowed to be heard.
Still, though, I mean, city leaders say this was a momentous day for Boston. This is a city with a history of racism, a city that still feels the scars of four school busing, and a city where health and income and education disparities remain major problems. Does anything shift now, do you think?
Well, that's the big question, Sharon. So you definitely heard some people say no, that these problems are too entrenched, that just one day of marchers reacting to the violence in Charlottesville last week and saying we don't want a repeat of that in Boston isn't really going to make a big difference. But Monica Cannon Grant, one of the march protest organizers, says yesterday created momentum.
I feel like it's time to hit the ground running, right? We marched, we rallied, we said what we needed to do, and now it's time to actually do some work and change some stuff in the city of Boston.
to canon, that means more minorities running for office and lobbying for housing or health care policies that would close the gap between whites and minorities. But Sharon, of course, there's still tension among some whites who say they're getting short shrift these days, and that tension lingers today.
Martha, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger. This is WBUR.